Okay, today's daf is Ma'aser Sheni, daf Nun Ches, the second to last daf here in Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, and we are in the middle of the Mishnah. The Gemara. I'm sorry, commenting on the Mishnah. The Gemara had quoted today is about what's a violation of not fulfilling the vidui, and therefore you wouldn't be able to say it. And the Mishnah had said that if you leave out, you mention lecha chichen peya, that's what the kavana is lagerli asam almana has included. Meiser ani lecha chichen peya afal pish inam akvan as a vidui, even though it's not ma'akev the vidui. But the Gemara said maybe it is ma'akev the vidui. Gemara had two brises. One said kol mitzvah shebetorah ma'akvos, and one said kol mitzvah shebet parsha ma'akvos. So the parsha kol mitzvah shebet parsha ma'akvos, that's just the specific. Specific matanos, truma and meiser sheni, but kol mitzvah shebetorah ma'akvos. So the Gemara says, any little avera, even if you're makdim tefillah shel rosh, the tefillah shel yad, you're supposed to put on the shel yad first. Ukshartam lo sal yadecha, vaitlos bein enecha. So the Pnei Moshe says, what? Why does it pick that one? Because it's that even something that's not mefurish to lo ksiva behedya betorah, just from a drasha, right? The Rav Chaim Ganievsky says it just picks a mitzvah kala. Afilo avera kala, nami ma'akev, and the Gemara answers yes. Gemara seems to answer ofacha, ofana sovarkain, yes, which is an amazing application. So according to that opinion, when would you ever say vidui? Very unclear, because nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody knows that they violate certain things. Interesting, the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham picks up on this and writes in Hilchos Birchas Halechem, and the Taz quotes this Abu Draham. The Abu Draham talks about it's Rosh Chodesh Teves. It's Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh Teves on a weekday. And what's the usual appropriate behavior? You take out two Torahs. One Torah you lay three Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth Aliyah you lay in Chanukah. But what happened? The Chazan messed up, and the Chazan started laying Chanukah. And he made a bracha. Ubirech HaKorei Alav. And then right after he made the bracha, and he's about to start laying Chanukah, in Parshas Naso, they say, no, Rosh Chodesh. So they roll the Torah. They roll the Torah until he gets to Pinchas. And then this Rav, who he's quoting, says, you have to make a new bracha. Right? Like, you know, if you're not in the right spot, you have to make a new bracha on Parshas, on Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh is Tadir Sheino Tadir, and that should have been the laning. And then he quotes, the Abu Draham says, V'yishiyua, this is all Divrei Rabbeinu Gershon ben Shlomo, that he's quoting. V'yishiyua l'daitenu, shetzivanu l'glo l'hafsik, diktani hasam, kala mitzvahs ma'akvos, afilu hikten filo shal yirosh, filo shal yad, it's ma'akev. And from the lashon of ma'akev, it sounds like you wouldn't be yotze if you did it out of order. So just like the laning of Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah out of order, just like the tefillah shel yad, the tefillah shel rosh is out of order. So the Taz quotes that in Hilchos Chanukah, right? Because that Abu Draham is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Abu Draham says that if you messed up in the order, you have to do it again. Says the Ramah, quotes the Abu Draham, the imta v'hischa likros b'shel Chanukah tzorach lahafsik likros b'shel Rosh Chodesh. That's the Taz. If you started laning Chanukah, you have to stop. And the Taz there quotes this Abu Draham and says, I don't understand. What's the model? Makdim shel yad l'shel rosh l'shel yad? B'dieved, once you have it on, if you have the shel rosh on before the shel yad, and now they're both on, you have to take them off and put it back on again? No. It's not ma'akiv in that way. So I don't understand this. If you laned Chanukah before Purim, before Rosh Chodesh, so it would be ma'akev. You have to lean again. The Taz wonders about that comparison, whether that's appropriate comparison that the Abu Draham quotes here from the earlier Rishonim. Interesting, but either way, Tefillin Shal Yad, Tefillin Shal Rosh. We know Tefillin Shal Yad is always put on first. So if you picked up the Shal Rosh by mistake, so we pass it in the mitzvahs, and you're not supposed to, but you put it down. It's not like the Tefillin and the Talis. If I picked up the Tefillin first, I put on the Tefillin. Because in Ma'avirin Ola Mitzvahs, there's no separate special halacha. They have to put on the Talis before the Tefillin. It's just Ma'al and Bakodesh, but if you picked up the tefillin first, you put on the tefillin. But that's not like tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel rosh, where one would put on the tefillin shel yad first, always. So the Gemara says, Of anasavar came, but according to that man to Amar, yeah, you wouldn't do the vidui. Next, zuchala. So the Mishnah had said that I've taken everything out, min habayis That's challah, because challah the chiyuv is in the house. Says the Gemara, Amar Yosi Berbi Bun. So you see from here that the challah and shuma are both included in the vidui. So there are parallels between challah and shuma. For example, Tzarech Lomar challah al hakol, shuma al hakol. When you say challah, rafresh challah, it should be on the whole dough, and shuma should be on the whole dough. Lashem zeshem hamiyuchad. Lashem zeshem hamiyuchad. What does that mean? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, you make a bracha. You make a bracha on hafreshes challah, you make a bracha on hafreshes truma. Minayin shalawasa klumach yishar mixas. And how do you know that you can't, let's say you really want to be generous, you want to give your whole dough as challah, your whole dough as truma? It doesn't work. You have to have shiareha nikarin. Tamalomar may rachis velo kol rachis. May rachis. You have to take from the rachis, but not all of it. Right? You have to have what the Chazal say, shiareha nikarin. It has to be matir. It has to be matir something, right? It might be a lumdis. It has to be a matir. It's not matir anything. It just is itself the matir. So then that is, can't be challah and can't be truma. Continuing. So now we get to the drasha, as we'll see that I mentioned yesterday, that came up earlier, way back on Daf Yud Gimel, but now it's going to come back up here. So the Mishnah gave one shot of what it means to lo achalti va'oni mimenu, lo v'yarti mimenu b'tamei, v'lo nasati mimenu l'meis. I didn't buy a coffin and tachrichin with the money. So minayin shu over ba'asei. How do I know that one violates an asei for what? So now we're going to go with the other pshat of this pasuk, as we will see. And this is what's the maskana here, and it was quoted earlier. If somebody eats or drinks outside Yerushalayim, so then I know that's an avera. What happens if I suck, if I smear with Maaser Sheni oil chutz lachoma? How do I know that's also included in a violation of the asei? Rav Lazar, b'shem Rav Simoi, v'lo nosati mimenu lemes. Right, I didn't give it to mes. What does that mean? What does it mean that I didn't use my sheni for a dead body? If it's to bring an aron, a coffin, and tachrichin, and shrouds, but if it's non-food, non-sicha, so then even for chai, that's usher. So of course for me, so that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. I didn't use it for non-food items for a dead body. I can't even use it for non-food items for a live body, for myself. So Ella, rather, what does it mean? Ela ezu davershu muter l'chai v'asar l'meis, havi omer zu sicha. Like we learned earlier, it's referring to smearing oil. So what am I saying? I didn't smear oil on a dead body. I only smeared oil on myself. Right? And that's what the pasuk means. And we spoke earlier about sicha kishtia. How much is that true? We had a whole daf related to that. Yom Kippur and Tumas Ochlin and all the other related contexts. Beautiful. Hashkifa mimon karchacha. So we continue. The end of the vidui says, Hashem, we ask you and we say, look down from your abode, mimon karchacha, and give us the bracha. Give us a bracha. Rav Huna bar Acha b'shem Rav Alexandria, bo re kama gadol kochan shalose mitzvos. See how great is the power of those who do mitzvos. Often mitzvah, stam mitzvah in the Chazal means staka, right? There's some girsa here also. There are some girsa, some that have the girsa kocha shel staka here, right? These matanos that we're giving. So another girsa says kocha shel staka. Shekol hashkifa shebatora, kol hashkafa shebatora arura v'zeh b'lashem bracha. Because often when it says hashkafa in the Torah, that verb, it's a negative. It's an error, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky, vayashkifu al pistom, vayashkif al machane mitzrayim. It's a negative. It's an error. While here, it's a baruch, hashkifu mimon karchacha, and the power of a mitzvah, and the power specifically of staka, allows one to change from an error to a baruch. Amar Yosef ben Chanina, velo od, el shakasav bo, hayom hazeh. Not only that, hayom hazeh, that's the next phrase in the Torah, right after, hayom hazeh, Hashem alakecha, mitzavcha, right, the next phrase in the Kisavo after you have the vidui, it uses the lashon of hayom hazeh, and we darshin tani yoma, like this day, again this day, tani from the word tanan, like two, that also tinyan is two. Yoma, you should have this day again, meaning just like you have a bracha today again, we have so much, and you're able to declare all of the matanos that you gave because you had plenty. So too, the bracha is the again. Beautiful. Reb Yudah ben Pazi pasach ba. Reb Yudah ben Pazi, when he used to give the following shir, he started off quoting this pasuk. We find in Chazal sometimes the Tanam used to start off quoting psukim somehow related to what they were going to talk about. Avo, the pasuk in Tehillim. Avo bigvuros Hashem Elokim. Avo, I will come in with strength. Hashem Elokim. And the end of the pasuk is Azkir Tzidkas Chalavadecha. I will mention your tzedek alone. So avo bigvuros Hashem Elokim. So whose gvura is being referred to here? That's a machlokas in the Mefarshim. The Pnei Moshe and the Ras Elia both say he's talking about Hashem's gvura, right? The gvura that the power of tzedakah could change from midas hadin to midas harachamim to aror to a baruch. That's what's being referred to here. That's the look of the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, avo lahodos al gvurosav shemara lanu umahapech midas hara'a letova aleinu. Hashem switches and flips the midah hara'a to the midah tova. Ksiv, so this is what Reb Yudah ben Pazi said. Ksiv, the pasuk says, elu shnei b'nei ha-yitzhar, the pasuk in Zechariah, these are the two b'nei yitzhar, ha-omdim al adon kalaret, that stand on the adon kalaret. What's the standing on? It's like they have a taina. They had standing against Hashem. Allah, don't call it Aretz. Rabbi Yevo Amar is Palgon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yevo says there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish. How do you interpret this pasuk? Who's standing al Adon Kala Aretz? Chad Amar, Elu Shehin Bo'in Bitshrun Yolofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are those that come and complain to Hashem, and they have a taina. Whether it's Tzadik Veralo and Yisurin, they come Bitshrun Yop, they complain, and they have Tar'omest on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Avo Bigvuras Hashem, says Rav Chaim Gadievsky, Sheba'in Bitshrunya, Betainos Vitaromesim Hashem. That's one. Or number two, and that's the one that's related to us. The first one was they have complaints about how they view life. V'charana Amar Elushein Ba'in Mikoach HaMitzvahs U'maisen Tom L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those who come with their own Gvura, they come with the power of mitzvos, and they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, B'schus these mitzvos, B'schus these mitzvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mevatel any gzeirah ra. Good. Rav havi loy kitan velakas. Rav had flax. Kitan velakas, and it got ruined. Got wormy. It got ruined. Shashol Reb Chiya Ruba. He came to ask Reb Chiya the Great, Mao mikos tzvar, can I shecht a bird? Shrikot tzvar. Umigavla admei bezera kitan. And mix its blood with flaxseed. So what's that going to do? What does he want to make? His flax were getting ruined. He wanted to mix bird blood with flax seed. Why? What is that? So the Gemara in Chulin Adaf Behe gives a more natural explanation of this, that the smell of the blood would repulse the moths and the worms that were plaguing his flax. Right. The other Mefarshim here, the Pnei Moshe, says it's a skula. It's a skula. In Yishcho, it says the Pnei Moshe, Tzipar Echad, Ulagabal Damo, Betoch Zerakitan, if he puts it into the flaxseed, Zeus Skulo Lahavriach Esa Tolaas Vimanu, Shu Boreach Midama Of. They don't like bird blood. And therefore, he wanted to do this. He wanted to know if he was able to do this. So what was the question? So you read the Gemara, it sounds like, oh, maybe it's a question about Kishuf, about using some type of, other types of helping a person's parnasa, like the dark side. But if you look at the Mefarshim here, it's really a kisui hadam, a question. Right? Could I do this and then not have to do kisui hadam? Why wouldn't you have to do kisui hadam? Because you're not doing it le'echol. Look at the Marafolda. Vishalu and mutter lasos king. Could I do this? Da'az ein hadam tzara kisui. Because if I do this and the blood, if I'm doing it for the blood, I need the blood, then it doesn't need to be covered. The mitzvah of kisui hadam in Parshas Achrimos. To hashochto lechadchila shelo lechol. I'm shechting it not to eat. Ela shel adam hu tzarech hu pater min hakisui. Then it'll be pater from kisui. So are you allowed to do this, right? Or maybe you're removing blood from its potential mitzvah. Or Chaim Kanievsky, ishari lasos kain to ha mitzvah lechasos adam. Mitzvah to be mechasos adam. And here you're not being mechasos adam. You're using the blood. So is that okay? So Amar Leh, so he answers, Rabbi Chiya Ruba answers him, Navleh, change the girsa, why don't you just make it a nevela, meaning don't shecht it. Only a shechted animal needs kisi adam. Just make it a nevela, meaning mess up your shechita. My nevela is an animal that died without getting proper shechita. So then why don't you just do that? V'lam alo Amar Leh Tarfeh, why didn't he say to him, make it a treifa, a A treifa means some other type of bodily injury, that the animal is going to die within a certain amount of time. That also would not have kisi adam. Answer the Gemara, no, that's not true. Begin to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir omar treifa chayavas bakisi. He didn't say treifa because maybe he's choshish for the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a treifa does require kisui in that case. Says the Gemara, lokein omar Rabbi Ami b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Why didn't, ask the Gemara, why didn't Rabbi Chiya Ruba's power and zechus prevent the flax of Rav in the first place from going bad? Misha alu minagola, what does that mean? When certain Jews and tzaddikim came up from the Golos, says the Rasilio, this is not talking about Bayesheni at the beginning. Misha alu minagola mi bavel, bedoras ha'achronim she'eschilu lokos b'nei Eretz Yisrael b'yenam. There was some type of plague with the wine of the land of Israel. U'bepishtanim and the flax. Mabedeshin is kakalu adoros. U'misha alu b'nei bavel lakam, and some great tzaddikim came up from bavel, she'yachasidim pasku ha'cholos. So that's what this is referring to. Misha alu minagola, when they came up, lo lokas pishtan, the flax stopped going bad. V'lo hechmas yayin, and the wine stopped getting ruined to vinegar. V'nasnu enayim b'schus Rabbi Chiya gadol badav. Rabbi Chiya the Great and his children, they were the ones that protected. So why didn't Rav's flax? Why wasn't it protected? For based on Rabbi Chiya Ruba's chus, Rav was so close to Rabbi Chiya Ruba. He was a Talmud. He was even related to him. He was a nephew. V'Rav Kahada, maybe Rav, it didn't help because of the following. Shimu Eli Abire Lev Harachokim Mitzdaka. Right, Pasuk in Yeshayo. Listen, those who are strong of heart that are far from Stucka. Who's far from stucca? Rabbi Avo Amar is Paul going to be Yochanan Rishim Melakish Machlokas Chad Amar Shakol Boyolam Boin Bitztucka. The whole world is fed and nourished because of the tztucka of Hashem above and beyond. We might not deserve it, but Hashem has tztucka. The Elubam Bizra, but those that do mitzvahs and have their own zechuyos, they come. They don't get nourished and fed by Hakadosh Baruch Hu because of tztucka, but because of zroa Magia Lahem. Right, and they're far from tztucka. That's who's far from stucca. That's one pshat. For Charana Amar, the other pshat, she called Tovos and Achamos, Habos, the Olam Bizchus son. All the great and the good things from the world come Bizchus them, even though they don't get Hana from it. Vehein Einan Nehen Mehem Klum. Even though they protect the whole world, but not themselves. Not themselves. They don't focus on themselves. That's why they're far from the stucca that they themselves are causing. Right, and here too, Rav is so close to Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is helping out the whole world, but he's not helping out they themselves close by. One more line, Kagon Marzutra, like the case of Marzutra, Dematzli Alchara Ninu Masani, like when he davened for others and he was answered, Val Nafshi Lo Masani, but if he davened for himself, he wasn't answered. Right, so though sometimes it works for far, but it doesn't work for close. And that's how the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya Ruba protected others, but didn't protect Rav himself. Interesting, the Mefarad, I saw the Minchas Elazar and other Achronim in the back wonder, doesn't the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadi Beis say that if you daven for someone else, then your answer Tchila, Hamaspala Chavero, Hunan Tchila, Avram Avinu davened, so how does this work, that you're not answered? So he works out, maybe it means, if you daven for when you daven for others, you're answered, you answer even for yourself. But if you daven for yourself, Lo Masani, he works out. He tries hard to figure out exactly how that works with that Gemara in a Bava Kama. We had Nevela and Treifa here on the bottom, and as we mentioned in the past, they say this was Reb Chaim's Bar Mitzvah Pshat, the relationship between Nevela and Treifa. Each time we do this, we mention one or two of the other Rayas, but Reb Chaim felt that Nevela and Treifa were really the same Shem Isser, even though in description they're different. Right, nevela means an animal that died without getting shechted. A treif is an animal that had shechita, but it just had a different problem with it. It had a hole in its lung, something. But the Rambam, in a number of places, puts them together. First and foremost, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Macholos Asuros that Yisurim cannot combine with each other. Half a kazayis of pig and half a kazayis of chelev and half a kazayis of pigle, but they can't combine with each other. But the Rambam says treif and nevela can combine with each other. The Rambam says. They combine, and the language the Rambam uses is Hoel vahatreifa tchilas nevelahi. Wow, you might think, what do you mean? Treifa had a perfect shechita, and nevela died without shechita. No, treifa is tchilas nevela. Or the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, the Rambam has this comparison. The Rambam says nimseis lamad. He talks very verbosely, very un-Rambam like. The Rambam says, Nimseis lama, shatara asra ha-mesa v'hiyana vela, v'asra no-tela mus machas makoseha, v'yavapi shadai lo-mesa v'hi-trefa. The Torah asers a nevela, a dead body, a dead carcass, and that's a nevela, and asers one who's about to die, and that's a trefa. Ukishem. There's that word. Ukishem shlo tachlok b'misa, bein mesa machmatatsa, bein shenafla v'mesa, bein shechancha, just like, it doesn't matter how the animal died, by itself, if it fell, if it's strangled, kachlo tachlok b'notel amus, so too you don't make a chilukim in trefa. Again, these parallels the Rambam has, Mikan, and then he says, Mikan amru chacham is akla, kol shein kamo achaya, trefa. Right? Unusual for the Rambam to talk like this, but again, it seems that there's a connection. And the Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe the source for the Rambam is a Sifri in Parshas Re'eh. Lo sochlu kol nevela, ein li ela nevela. Trefa minayin tamalomar nevela. Kol nevela. Wow. The word kol nevela includes even trefa. Trefa and nevela are two different things. Like it says the word chazer, so that includes chelev. No. How could one include? Yeah, because nevela and trefa are one shame isser. And there are other, we mentioned in the past, the Shechitas Akum case. Oh, the Ben Pakua. Maybe we'll mention one more. The Ben Pakua. The halacha is of Ben Pakua, that Mishnayis and Chulin, if somebody shechs a mother animal and inside is a full-grown baby animal, Midaraisa, the Shechita of the mother, works for the baby. Works for the baby. But if the mother's a trefa, it doesn't work for the baby. Why doesn't it work for the baby? Right? The mother's a trefa, there's a problem with the mother. There's a side problem with the mother. What does that have to do? The mother still had a good shechita, and the shechita should work for the baby. No. It must be because the mother is a trefa, so it didn't have a proper shechita. Trefa is a chisaron in the het shechita. Right? And therefore, that's how trefa and nevela can be connected to each other. So again, here, the Gemara asks both of them, why don't you make it a nevela? Why don't you make it a trefa? And we had that those two possibilities that Rav Chiya Ruba and Rav discussed. There is an important Ma'ara folder here, right? Because what does it say? The end of our Gemara, like sometimes tefillah helps for far and not for close. Like Marzutra davened for others and he was answered and for himself not. Says the Ma'ara folder here. Vahatam, second line on top, if you see it. She'ein miderach atzadik litvoa eza schar zechuyos. It's not the derach of a tzadik to be tovea from Hashem, zechuyos, for a schar for his mitzvahs. V'im yitva eino ne'ene. And if he does it, if he's tovea for his chuyos, he's not answered. Ki afa bisha osa mitzvah sutztaka, ein lo lavak yischar aleyem min aborei kol. You shouldn't ask for things, tit for tat. I did this, Hashem, please answer me. Sha gufa neshama v'achayim akom imenu yisbarach. Hashem makes all the decisions. Skip a couple of lines. V'lo yivahel adam b'rayono al ma'oraos v'hamikrios ha'mischalfos u'boz al adam. A person shouldn't be shocked and in a state of lack of clarity on everything that happens. Shelo yizaf libal shu nitvas b'hem b'chol shar amada'ara, that we're caught up in the world. Ki galze hu b'li safek l'tovaso l'zchuso la'olam shekulotov. It's all getting us ready. Uveprat shu min agenus ha'godol l'tvoa mimena yizborach eze schar p'ula. As I did something, so magiali. No, says the Ma'ara Folda, that's not what tzadikim ask. And if a tzadik asks that, so then that's inappropriate. Okay, we continue. Again, there's so much here that's about Hashgacha, or the whole Sefer Eov, as we know, with Tzadik Varalo, when there are difficult... Again, this is not exactly Tzadik Varalo, but it's also included. It's interesting to think about how the Gemara in Brachas talks about, at least according to one opinion, maybe the question that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking by Hareini Naz Kvodecha is this question of Tzadik Varalo and Rasha V'Tovlo. And he didn't get an answer, according to that day of the Gemara. And put that together with the Deya in Baba Basra, in the first parak, that holds that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Sefer Eov. Right? There are different Deyas about who wrote Eov. According to all Deyas, it was a real story, except for one. One said it's a mashal, but according to one Deya, Moshe Rabbeinu. So one could say Moshe tried, and then this is Moshe Rabbeinu's response to that question. He expresses it again. Interesting to think about in that way. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Meir Omer Af Lo Karnim Levim. The Chulu. So Rabbi Meir said, Kohanim and Levim don't say Vidui. Don't say Vidui Maestros. Why? Because they can't say Ha'adam Asher Nasata. Ha'adam Asher Nasata Lanu, the Kohanim and Levim are excluded. Shlo Notlu Chelek Ba'aretz. They didn't take a Chelek Ba'aretz, right? And therefore they cannot say the Vidui. We mentioned then the Deya, the Girsa of Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ritva and Kiddush and Daf Chavav, that One doesn't have to actually own land, but they have to be able to be in the parsha of having a chelek. So Rabbi Meir says, no. Rabbi Yossi says, what do you mean? They have Ari Mikrash, they have the cities. They have the cities of the Levium, and therefore that's included. So Rabbi Meir Omer Lokan of Levium. Tni, lomachlokes nitnu, divre. We're going to switch the girsa to conform with the other sugyas. Tni, lomachlokes nitnu, divre, Rabbi Yossi. Divre, Rabbi Yossi. The Brisa says, these cities were given over not just to live in, but these cities that were given over to the Levium were there, it's their chalukah. Just like Rabbi Yossi says in our Mishnah, what do you mean? They have the cities of the Levium, so that's exactly Rabbi Yossi Shita. Lomachlokas nitnu, right? These cities are given to them as their chilek. Rabbi Meir Omer Lebeis Dira nitnu. Rabbi Meir says, no, it's just given a place to live. It's not considered their chelek, it's just a place to live. So that's the machlokas in the here in the Braisa. That's exactly the machlokas here between our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, and the Tanakhama. The Gemara says, Asya, again, we're switching the girsa based on the Marafolda, Asya, de Rabbi Yossi, ka Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah elsewhere. Ud Rabbi Meir kedaite, and Rabbi Meir goes like Lishitaso, his shita there, Ditanina, because we learned in Makos, a machlokas. Do the Rotschim b'shogeg, those who kill b'shogeg, that come to an ear Levium, do they have to pay rent to the Levium? Machlokas. Ma'alos hayu schar l'Levium, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, they do, because the Levium really own those properties. They're called the Bialim, and therefore, they've got to pay them rent. So that Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yossi. It's like our Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo hayamalos l'sham schar. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't pay them schar. Hashem gave them a place to live. You have to have a place to live. But it's not called a chelek like the other chalakim of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's the machlokas. That's the machlokas, how they are viewed. The Gemara in Makkos talks about maybe there's a difference between the 6 and the 42. The 42 are Leviim, and the 6 that are designated as Ari Miklat. But the Yerushalmi here does not make any chilukim. Remember, the Ir Miklat, many Achronim talk about the two elements, the two aspects of an Ir Miklat. It's both Galus and Hatzala, Kapara and Hatzala. The Stipler talks about this on in Birchas Peretz at the end of Sefer Bamidbar. On the one hand, it's protection, it's Hatzala. You run there, and the Goel Adam knows that he can't go in there, and you're protected in there, and that's where he stays until the Kohen Gadol dies. So number one is Hatzala. But there's also Kapara. Also, Kapara element, the Galus Mechaperis. He's in a place all by himself, or even if he has know some people there, but he's not in his hometown. He's not in his hometown, and Galus is Mechaperis, and that is message number two. Message number two on in this, and the Sefer HaChinuch in the Tuf Yud, Mitzvah 410, has a third idea. Third idea. He says, V'od yesh tikun ha'olam b'mitzvah k'mo shibir ha'kasav, she'inas alam zeh b'yangol adam, that's the Hatzalah, l'ba yargenu, aloh hamas b'chapav, it was an accident, shari shogig haya, v'od to'elis b'davar, and this is unique to the Sefer HaChinuch, l'val yir'u krove ha'mukeh es ha'rotzeach, so that the relatives of the murderer, of the murdered, don't see him. Imagine if he's walking around town, every time the relatives of the one who was murdered b'shogeg walk pass him in the street, it's gonna pain them, and they're gonna see him, it's gonna hurt. So psychologically, right, we want to help out the Goel Adam, not just helping out the Rotzeach. We want to help out the Goel Adam, and therefore we don't want them to have to look at him. And v'chol darkei Torah Noam, right, the Rocher Darkei Noam, and that's part of this, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Good. We continue. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Hever Hodayas HaMaisers. So the Mishnah said that from the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, no more Vidui Maisers. Why? The Gemara is going to have a few opinions why he was Mevatel Vidui Maiser. Number one, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Chiya, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Masnisa, Mishenech Shadu Lios Nostim Maiser L'Kahuna. Reish Lakish holds, you're not allowed to give Maiser Rishon to the Kohen. And in the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, they were choshed that they were giving it to the Kohen, and therefore that's not a fulfillment of Vidui Maisers, because Vidui Maisers means you have to give it to the Levi. What stage was this? So again, the Pshat and the Mefarshim wonder. The Rasilio here says, well, Ezra originally said, remember, don't give it to the Levium anymore because they didn't come back, but he said, give it to the Beis Hamikdash, the Rabbim. But after the Churban, or at a certain stage, they started giving it to the Kohen. I mean, that's what he was upset about. He wasn't arguing on Ezra, but that's what he was upset about. So that's the historical background. But either way, that's Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Yigava gave it to the Leviim, not the Kohanim, and because it was being given to the Kohanim, that's why he stopped the Vidui. Says the Gemara, Hada Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, Bechada, Upliga Le Bechada. This statement of Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe, his brother-in-law, in one statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and argues in another. So first today we'll do the arguing. Pliga Le Ilave Ditanina. He argues on the following. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yevamos that the Torah tells us that a wife of a Kohen, an Eishes Kohen, eats Truma. A Bas Kohen eats Truma. And the same thing for Eishes and Bas Levi. What happens if a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael? No longer. No more. What happens if there's Erisin? So Erisin and not Nisuin. Nisuin, Beso, in the Torah always means Nisuin. Erisin is somewhere in the middle. So look what the Mishnah says. V'chein Bas Kohen LeLevi. If a Bas Kohen is Mu'ureses to a Levi, so she's not really in her father's house anymore, so she can't eat Truma because of that. And she's not really fully married to the Levi yet, so she can't eat Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon because of that. So a Bas Kohen who's in the middle, Lo Tochalo B'Truma V'Lo B'Meiser. She can't eat either. And the question on the Mishnah was, Nicha B'Truma Lo Tochal. I understand why she can't eat Truma, because she's semi-married to a Levi, married to a Levi. But Meiser, Manavshach, but Meiser Rishon, why can't she eat? Well, whoever she is, Kohenesi Tochal, Levia he Tochal. What do you mean? If she's a Bas Kohen, she should eat. If she's a Bas Levi, she should eat. She's married to a Levi. So either way, she's either a connected in the Kohen world or in the Levi world. And that was the question on the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yochanan answered that, no, Rabbi Ila, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kaman D'Amrei, Nosa Maisa L'Kuhuna. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that Mishnah must be holding that you don't give Maisa Rishon to a Kohen. And that's why she was stuck. She couldn't eat Maisa Rishon either. But the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, that Mishnah must be like that Shita, it must be that he himself doesn't hold to that Shita. Havi Hu Amar, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Nosa Maisa L'Kuhuna, that you could give Maisa Rishon to a Kohen. And that's against Reish Lakish, right? Because Reish Lakish is shot of our Mishnah is, why can't you see the Vidu anymore? Because they're busy giving it to the Kohen, and that's wrong. But Rabbi Yochanan, who said, oh, that Mishnah must be holding, you can't give it to a Kohen, he must hold that you can give it to a Kohen. So that's the agreement. What about what he agrees with Reish Lakish? So that we'll have to wait till we get to tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, the last daf here in Meiser Sheni.